WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
We hear a lot of COVID-19 statistics every day, how many new cases and deaths there are, what the average positivity rate is, but these numbers don't really describe the reality of how COVID spreads, people going about their daily lives, coming into contact with the virus, and spreading it to friends, family, even strangers. This week, we're bringing you some of these stories. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel's been speaking with the team within the Chicago Department of Public Health that investigates COVID outbreaks, and she has this report.
You've probably seen a quaint little quarantine wedding this summer. String lights on a boulevard, or a couple tying the knot under a park gazebo in front of a few friends. Well, this wedding that happened in October and turned into a COVID outbreak, it was supposed to be small, too. That's what guests told a team of health investigators led by Dr. Marielle Frischone.
And that it wasn't the intent of the party for it to be that big.
Regardless, by the end of the night, at least 200 people filtered through to celebrate the happy couple.
At a venue that was intended to be outside, but that had indoor bar and bathrooms.
She says the space itself on paper is actually big enough to hold 200 people at a safe distance from one another.
But when you have family and friends eating and drinking and feeling safe around each other, and then you have indoor bars and bathrooms, you're going to have crossover in tight spaces and you're going to have conversations. And the larger gathering size leads to people talking louder and potentially more virus spreading.
15 people ended up getting COVID-19. They were all between the ages of 30 and 62 years old and included the bride's elderly father. Investigators don't know who brought COVID-19 to the wedding.
We just know that within 14 days of the wedding, the only risk factor was the wedding. And so it could have been someone that was asymptomatic. And this is the trickiness of COVID. COVID doesn't want to be seen. COVID wants to sneak around and have you have a wedding.
No one was hospitalized, as far as investigators know, though their contact tracing efforts were limited. They weren't able to get a full list of attendees, and Frischone says the newlyweds were hesitant to work with investigators.
The bride was upset, especially since her father had been sick, and they were also upset that we were approaching them like they didn't do the right thing. People do not want to feel responsible for these types of consequences. This is supposed to be the happiest time of her life. She's on honeymoon when this is happening. It's ruining her honeymoon. And there's just a lot of emotions for people.
But Frischone says it is easy to empathize in investigations like these.
There are people that don't want to give up these really important life events. This is hard on all of us. None of us want to give up these life events.
But these life events, weddings, holidays, even funerals that bring us around people we love, they can sometimes lead to the riskiest behaviors.
The types of behaviors that people end up having with those that they are closest to. Once you're there, human behavior, you can't stop. Even if you know you're supposed to wear a mask, even though you know the COVID pandemic has been going on, you know all the rules, you know how it's spread, you can't stop human behavior from wanting to connect to other people and be close to them.
Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.